Hello, audio boom. Just a second boo to follow up my first boo regarding podcasting. Thank you for thank you to those kind people who have replied and give me some really good advice. I just want to try to clear up a couple of points. So I think what I want to do maybe is to have two types of podcast, one for work, one for play. Someone suggested the, what's it called?
Libsyn.
In order to host and publish podcasts, I think. And someone suggested grabbing the RSS feed from Audio Boom and using iTunes. So if we take that one first, I'm assuming you literally copy and paste the audio file from the Audio Boom you've just recorded. So you're using Audio Boom to record and to store the audio, and then you're transferring that to iTunes.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
What then?
You copy and paste the RSS feed, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay, so what happens is then that RSS feed becomes your podcast
feed
on iTunes, so you can call it what you want on iTunes.
Yeah, but I don't know whether in order to do that, because iTunes have to approve podcasts, and they might have some deal with Audio Boom that they'll only approve it if you've paid Audio Boom or something. I don't know.
But in theory, if I was to get a second account on Audio Boom,
yeah,
I could then have two podcast RSS feeds,
yeah,
in iTunes. One called, I don't know, for sake of argument, Badger's Brunch Regularly.
Mm.
And the second one could be Squirrels Eat Pancakes.
Yeah, but you don't have to use iTunes anyway.
I know, I'm just thinking about the first kind of way. Mm. Problem with that, it will grab everything from iTunes, from Audio Boom.
Yeah.
And I may not want every Audio Boom to be a podcast.
No.
So the second one is Libsyn. Is that syndicated? Is it called something syndicated?
No idea.
Okay. So I'm assuming with that, you record the audio somehow, because Audio Boom's out of the picture now, isn't it? Because you're not using Audio Boom to record the audio, you're using something else.
Yeah.
And you put that in Libsyn, and it turns it into a RSS feed.
Well, they have an app now, so I wonder whether you can record within that app, or whether you have to,
use something else.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
If
okay.
You've got the Olympus, or you've got the Voice Memos app on your phone.
Absolutely. So yeah, Libsyn then. Can somebody please tell us how that works? I'm sure you can choose the audio you upload. But whether you can have two RSS feeds, as in my podcasts are called A and my other podcasts are called B. Because I looked on the website and it tells you can have deals from about $5 a month, but it doesn't really make it clear what you get if you can have more than one RSS feed. So anyway, if anyone uses Libsyn, can they just get in touch or has used it? And why you stopped using it as well, if you have stopped using it. Can you get in touch, please? Because I'll be interested to know how practical it is. Or if anyone's used iTunes to make podcasts, can they refer to my previous point, please?
Or if anyone knows other ways.
If there's any other ways, methods that are relatively easy for someone who uses voiceover and stuff, speech, anyway. Okay, Excuse me.
Oh dear.
I know. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.